Alonzo Bowden.
He's a comic named Alonzo Bowden. He is an amazing comic.
Alonzo Bowden, ladies and gentlemen. Give him a nice hand. Alonzo Bowden.
Alonzo, how are you, my brother? Alonzo Bowden.
Please welcome Alonzo Bowden.
Yeah.
Alonzo.
Well, an intro like that. Where is he? Alonzo Bowden, ladies and gentlemen.
Alonzo
get him in here. Is he here? Where is he? There he is.
Oh, my goodness.
Good morning to you, sir. Good to see you.
Just as handsome in person.
I'm Frank. That's Heidi.
Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Alonzo.
Good morning.
Good morning.
She's flattering me already.
Mm.
Thanks for playing that last comic intro. Boy, that brought back memories.
I know. Look at Eric.
I remember I used to have that money. Ask me what happened there. Oh, you should invest in real estate. Oh, yeah, that was smart.
Right at the time, peak of the market.
You can't lose.
Can't lose a thing. Mm. So.
That was about the time when the market was at its very, very tip top.
And you think I'm kidding.
No, I don't.
Every penny of it gone.
I did it too.
Yeah, you should buy a house. Oh, yeah. If that real estate agent wasn't bankrupt himself, I'd beat him down. He suffered worse than me.
But now you probably got a house someplace, but a couple of them.
I do. Not a couple of them, but I live in Studio City, and fortunately, I came here by motorcycle. Had I drove, I would have had to leave yesterday.
Oh, no, seriously, this time of the morning?
L.A. traffic has got to the point where you actually leave for work the day before work. So people are leaving this morning to get to work on Tuesday. We've just given up.
How do you feel about driving in between traffic?
Oh, I'm fine with it. I've been riding forever. To me, it's like L.A. is like a giant game of Frogger. You know what I mean? Like I'm bouncing through traffic. And like people say bikes are dangerous. They're dangerous when you're in your 20s because you're an idiot.
Right.
And you think you're indestructible and you know. But now I'm fragile. No, I don't take no chances.
Because when I see Alonzo Bowden, I think, that guy looks so fragile.
Look how fragile he is.
Oh,
it's
believe me, it's all for show.
But you're a motorcycle guy. You've been hit before.
Yeah, they always say, it's not if, but when you're going to have an accident. And I was actually I didn't really enjoy going in and out of traffic because I'm from Indiana in the Midwest. We couldn't do that there. And out here, I understand why. But I was, sitting there as a stop light, and a guy bumped me in the back tire. I was like, that guy just hit me?
Right.
And I went out to the side and got right next to him, and I was like, you effing blind. And he looked at me. And I swear to God, one of his eyes looked like a galaxy. Like, he was effing blind. I mean, that's why he hit me.
Older gentleman, I'm guessing.
It looked like I was looking into a my God, he is blind. Sorry, dude.
Maybe you shouldn't be driving.
I mean, get the road.
That. Mm-hmm. I actually had a guy intentionally hit the back of my bike. Like, it was really weird. Because some people resent the fact that you can beat traffic.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? But, and like, I honestly wanted to get, this is the weird level of, and I don't like to talk about celebrity or fame or anything like that, but because I don't consider myself famous by any means, but people recognize
Alonzo
me, right?
Bowden, ladies and gentlemen.
Alonzo Bowden.
So he taps the back of my bike and I'm really mad. And I said, I want to get out and beat him down, but I was afraid someone would recognize me. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just throw a beating and then be like, hey, Alonzo Bowden's beating up some old man on the corner, and then I have to really go to jail. So, but that was
unless
weird.
You're actually, telling jokes at the same time.
Yeah,
so and you can say he just died laughing.
But
wasn't my fist.
The funniest thing, I had somebody change lanes into my leg. Like I'm between cars and they start, and so their car just started, it was like pressure started pushing against my leg. So I just tapped the car and it was so funny. It scared the hell out of them. They were like,
they
panicked and turned the other way. But again, it's like a giant game of Frogger.
Alonzo Bowden hanging out with us. He's got his comedy and cabaret event that's going to be the 19th of this month at 7:30 at the El Portal Theater at Hollywood for WeSpark.org. So that'll be honoring Jason Alexander and the Cancer Treatment Centers of America for their dedication fighting cancer. It's awesome. You're going to be out there hosting that event. Now, you can get tickets at WeSpark.org.
I went to a WeSpark. I've been to a couple of WeSpark events, and one of my first ones, it was at the Alex Cedar Theater in Glendale, and you were there.
Yeah, that was.
Craig Shoemaker was, oh, my God. Alonzo, I was in pain from laughing so hard. It was like one of those things where you're like, be unfunny. Tell a couple of bad ones so that I can catch my breath here. I mean, you were incredible.
Thank you. Thank you. And I got to tell you, that was one of the highlights of my career that night. That night, WeSpark honored Jonathan Winters.
That's right.
And Robin Williams was there to present. So I'm standing outside. I used to smoke, you know, cigarettes. I'm outside having a cigarette, and Jonathan Winters walks up, and it's at the time that Imus did the whole nappy-headed hose thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he walks up to me, and he's like, it's like Jonathan Winters, you know, as a comic. You're like, wow. And he's like, I know you're going to take care of Imus tonight, because I know you black guys get on that, because, you know, you colored guys, when you colored guys... I mean, when the Negroes start telling jokes, and he just kept riffing on, and I was crying, laughing. You know how cool it is to stand outside and have Jonathan Winters just do a comic riff like that?
You're smoking a cigarette, oh, you know?
It was phenomenal. I will never forget that. He just kept going. That was a great
night. So that was before you had gone on
that was
stage.
Before I went
so
on. That's
like,
when
oh,
I was
okay,
outside.
Yeah. Right?
I was outside. It was great. But, yeah, WeSpark is great. They do so much to help people. Like, you know, obviously there's always the cancer patient, and that's tragic, and there's a ton to help them. But what people don't realize is a disease like that, the whole family's affected, right? And WeSpark helps out with that. It's aftercare. It's therapy. It's sometimes just talking to other people going through the same thing. They have a great facility, and a lot of people help out. So it's really fun. And this event... This is, like, going to be amazing. This one just fell into place because it's honoring Jason Alexander, and Billy Gardell is going to be there. Billy's hilarious, and he's done a couple of us. Ray Romano was, you know, he was going to present, and then, you know, Ray is just like he is on the show. Like, I've met him a few times. He's like, yeah, I guess I'll do 15 minutes. Like, yeah, Ray, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're okay. We're going to make room for you to do some time on the show. So it's going to be great.
Yeah, WeSpark.org to get your tickets for that. Like I said, September 19th, 7:30 p.m. comedy and cabaret event, El Portal Theater, Hollywood, California. We were asking the audience earlier before you came in here about if you could freeze your age and time. And so I'd like to be the Alonzo Bowden at this age for eternity. What age would you say?
Yeah, I was listening to that, and that's a tough call. I'm going to say, I was going to say 28, because at 28, I used to play basketball all the time, and back then, nothing hurt.
Nothing hurt. You were probably just shredded,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
28, could eat whatever you want.
But you know what? I wasn't doing comedy yet. I was still doing honest work back then, which I wouldn't want to be stuck doing that.
What was your job before
comedy? I used to be an airplane mechanic.
Oh, wow.
I built and fixed airplanes. Then they started drug testing. They got a little nosy.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, you know, we got to draw the line on my business. But that's what I used to do. I was an airplane mechanic. So I'm going to say 32. No, I'll give you the exact age. 34, because I still played ball. I'm still doing all that. But 34 was the year I got my first big break in comedy.
Okay.
And that's when you're still so fresh that you believe the sky's the limit, and you're on stage. You don't know what you're doing yet, so you love every minute on stage.
Yeah.
Now, I still love it on stage. Don't get me wrong, but you know how it is. It's early. Like, I'm sure, like, early in your radio career or something, when you're just like, wow, I'm on the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now you've been doing it a while. And
now
you're
the
like,
alarm goes off at 3:15, and you're like, oh, wow,
again?
I'm on the air.
Yeah, I'm like,
great.
Wow, Heidi's on the air.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, I can't believe that.
How'd this happen?
I'm going to go with 34.
34
was the, that was good. It was all good then, full of hope.
And you had your high fade back then, right?
No.
Did you ever have, like, the bad haircut?
I did have
Everybody's had the bad haircut. Did you have a bad one?
My worst haircut was the Gumby.
What's that?
The Gumby was, you remember that, right, Frank? When you had a fade at an angle, like Gumby's head. Yeah,
Alonzo.
That was the worst
one. The pictures.
I'll tell you the worst mistake a barber ever made. I used to have a high top fade, right, clean on the sides, and up hair up on top. And she said, you ever think of shaving it? And I was like, yeah, why not? So she shaved my head, and I looked at it, and I was like, good. And I've never been to a barbershop since. I was like, I do this myself.
Right, why am I paying you
$12? Yeah, why am I paying you? So she lost a customer.
You look good bald. I don't know what you look like with your Gumby or your fade, but I like the bald head.
Thank you. I think you look good. Yeah, I love it. It's low maintenance, and I have a tough head. Like, some guys shave their head, and they can't take it. They head gets sunburned and this and that and the other.
Ingrown hairs, pimples.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
With me, I shaved my head and it was as if my genes said, hey, you're going to be going bald anyway, so we're ready for it.
Or you get the guy who obviously shaves his head and realizes his mother never picked him up out of the crib because he has that flat spot on the back of his head. It's not a bald head.
Yeah,
not a good round.
where it's a gamble, but for me, it seems to have worked out.
Or the guy that gets, he's kind of heavy set, so he's got the, all the rolls in the back, yeah, and you're like, oh, that, why would you?
Nobody wants to see
you need
that.
To let a mullet grow out or
what
something.
What age did you move out of the house, of your parents'
18.
House? 18. 18, you're ready.
Yeah, I moved to L.A. I grew up in New York, and I went to aviation high school, which is where I learned to fix airplanes, and I did really well in school. I actually skipped a grade, so when I graduated from high school, I was 17. And Lockheed Aircraft was hired, like, they needed so many people. They set up in the library at our school. And they were like, if you graduated from this school, you have a job waiting for you in Burbank, right? So I went home, and I told my dad, and I was like, I was all ready to go. Like, I got a job. I'm moving to California, blah, blah, blah. And then the recruiter's like, wait a minute, you're 17. Like, you're not old enough. And I was like, what? So I said, look, Dad, I got a job waiting for me when I'm 18, so I'm out of school. I'm going to go ahead and take this year off. And you got to support me because it's the law. And I did. I was a smart-ass kid. And for my 18th birthday, I got a trunk to pack and a one-way ticket to California. And Dad was like, you're a man now. Beat it. And I moved out here and absolutely
never looked back.
Been here since.
Never looked back.
Yeah, you can't do that now. Like, now there would be, like, some kind of court action if a father threw a son out and told him he had to be a man. They'd be like, oh, that's illegal. But no.
He could sue you for hurting your feelings.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Can you? You don't have any kids, right?
No, not that I know. As a matter of fact, no, I don't. And I know I don't. Because I did the math, right? So I was off the hook in 2008 because condoms became big in the 90s. So it was like that period in the 80s. You never know when you're going to get that letter.
Right, but you
I was like, at that, okay, he's 18 now. Even if he was born, he ain't my problem anymore.
So you're like, okay, I'm in the... somebody would have reached out by
now.
Huge,
he'll
huge
meet
exhale
me.
In 2008.
1-800-955-KLOS is the number. Be sure and go check out the Comedy and Cabaret event September 19th, 7:30 p.m., El Portal Theater, Hollywood, California. WeSpark.org is where you go, and you get the tickets. It's going to be a hell of a night.
I think I'm going to go to that. I want to go to that, I think.
You will love it.
It was so fun last time.
It's going to be a great show. We'd love to have you. You know that.
Okay, cool.
Ray Romano, Billy Gardell, Cheryl Hines, Stephen Weber. Oh, my God. And huge Jason Alexander is going to be honoring Jason Alexander.
He's
and
a
the
friend
cancer
of the show.
Treatment. Yeah, he's been on the show several times, Jason. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for coming in, Alonzo. Anytime you want to come in, the door's always open.
You know, I'm going to take you up on that.
I know you're busy as hell, though. You're doing, obviously you've done a lot of stuff on, like, reality shows, like on Speed Network.
Yeah,
And then, but you're also doing, like, a lot of podcasts.
I am. I'm doing a new one that's really fun. It's called Time Out with T.O. And it's a football podcast with Terrell Owens.
Really?
And, yeah. We do it every Tuesday, and it's me, a guy named Rob Cisternino. Rob is from Survivor.
Yeah, we remember
does
Rob.
A bunch of other stuff, and T.O. We talk football, and the great thing is it's not another show where we're, you know, making picks and predictions and blah. T.O. has such an insider view because he wasn't just a football player. He was a phenomenal football player who was controversial. All right, which is a nice way of saying he started a lot of crap with coaches and quarterbacks.
Right.
And stuff. But he knows everybody. So it's...
You don't
talk
about it in a typical way.
No, not at all. Now, he gives us insider info that's hilarious. We were talking about, like, dirty players, and he knows who's dirty and who's... He was telling us about people we were just scared
and
of.
He's not afraid to say who.
No, he said, like, I don't work for the league anymore, so I'm not afraid. So
can you get that at alonzolive.com?
You can go there. You can go to the Sideshow Network. And, you can go to iTunes. And it's called Time Out with T.O. It's great. And then I have my own podcast called Who's Paying Attention, which is just me talking.
And you're on Californication?
I'm going to be on Californication, yes. I am not a writer, but I play one on TV.
All right.
That was so much fun. And now you can answer this. David Duchovny has that thing.
Yes.
It is, Frank.
I would say so, too.
It is that thing.
I didn't even realize it until I posted a picture of, like, me and him on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And women were like, oh, my God. And I was like, so Californication, that's your real life. You know what I mean? Like, on the show, every woman he meets, he hooks up. I'm like, you have to deal with that in real life. Like, okay, let's talk quality problems.
Right. Can't get out of the way of it.
Can't really talk to a woman for more than 15 minutes without her wanting to do me. Oh, just not easy.
You look
being
at David,
you.
And he's not classically handsome like a George Clooney, but yes, there's that thing.
He's got the
X
file.
Yeah.
The X file.
We had fun. Yeah. Fun show. He's a funny guy. Michael Imperioli's great. And, yeah, it was fun doing some episodes.
Cool.
Well, thank you, Alonzo, for stopping in and hanging out with us. Alonzo Bowden, alonzolive.com is his website. But go to wespark.org and get those tickets for the comedy and cabaret event September 19th at 7:30 El Portal Theater. It's going to be a hell of a night. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. You guys are great.
We're going to take a break. Come right back. 1-800-955-KLOS. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.